Hello, my name is Ame After Dark, and today I will be recording a script titled Becoming a Home for a Girl from the Streets. This script was written by Fred Writing. I hope I said your name right. Let's begin. Hey, are you home? I have exciting news. Come, let's sit on the couch. Okay, so my boss called for me. I didn't want to keep her waiting, so I rushed to the office, and my legs were shaking when I entered. I was so worried I had fucked up and was gonna get chewed out. I thought I would have my trial period cut short. I wasn't entirely wrong about that now that I think about it. Anyway, she started with a bunch of pleasantries. She asked how my day had been, if I enjoyed it there, where I saw myself in 5 years, except it was torture. I know, right? How dare she? There I was waiting for my execution, and she wanted to talk about feelings. She said something like, "Do you know why I called you in here today?" I think I managed to squeak out a soft no. So she told me that she had been talking to my coworkers about me. Apparently they had told her my story. It wasn't a secret or anything. I told some of them that I had lived on the streets for a while, and obviously they asked me questions about it. I didn't really want my boss to know, though. I thought she was going to tell me that if my story came out, that I would be a liability. That I made the company dirty or something. It sounds silly right now, but in my mind, it seemed like the only reason for her to call me into her office. Then she smiled and simply said, "Your coworker's comments about you made me even more certain I'm making the right choice. If you want the full-time position, you have it." It took me a full 5 seconds to realize what she said. I must have looked ridiculous because she started laughing. She kept laughing at me and went on to ramble about something. I was so shocked I didn't hear a single word she said. When she stopped talking, she just looked at me. I think she was expecting a reply or something, but I didn't know what. I just asked, "So I can stay?" And she said, "Sorry, I'm just rambling at this point, aren't I? I guess I'm still going through it in my head. But I did it! I got the job!" She told me they would be happy if I said yes, but she would let me have some time to consider my options. As if I had to think about it! Oh, thank you. You always know what I want. A big, happy hug was just what I needed right now. I don't think you've ever held me this tight before. Thank you. You've told me before that you're proud of how far I've come. But I think this is the first time I'm actually believing in myself too. I couldn't have done it without you. You truly saved my life. You know? Not a single day goes by without thinking about the day you found me. Tomorrow it'll be 6 months. Half a year. Can you believe it? It still feels surreal to me. When you found me in the alley that night, you offered one kindness after the other. You took me in. You let me shower, gave me clothes, and let me sleep on your couch. You even made me the best carbonara I've ever had. Well, It might not have won you the Master Chef reward, but to me, it was the most amazing dinner ever. You know, for a long time, I didn't have a real home. I was drifting from street to street, shelter to shelter. But you let me into your home. And you made me feel at home. Eventually, you became my home. And now, with your arm around me, I feel like I finally found where I belong. Right here. With you. Sir? I think I... I'm sorry. It's just... I've always wanted to... you for so long. I was worried I overstepped. But since you kissed me back, I'd like to think that you don't mind. Do you? Thanks. I just wanted to hear you say it straight out. No, kiss me more. Your lips feel so nice against mine. You're such a good kisser. I just can't believe this day. Am I dreaming? If I am, I don't ever want to wake up. It's like everything is falling into place. I love you, sir. Yes, I really do. I love you. Really? That makes me so happy. I never thought... I mean, I hoped, but never mind. It doesn't matter now. I'm just so happy to hear you say that you love me too. I'm just so happy right now. I feel like the butterflies in my belly will explode. Yes, let's celebrate. My job and us. I was actually thinking on my way back that it'd be very nice with dinner, champagne, and just watching a movie. I had other things in mind too, but I really don't think they'll happen. You're curious about the other things? I could tell you, but it might be easier to show you. Stay on the couch. I'll get up. You know, I bought this dress because it was pretty, and I wanted to look professional for my job. But I realized it had one bonus I didn't consider when I first tried it out. It has a zipper on the back. And if you pull it down, it falls straight off, like this. I know you've caught glimpses of me in underwear before, but now's your chance to really admire my body. I wanted to be really sexy by dropping my dress like that. But this is a lot more embarrassing than I expected. What do you think? Does my body live up to your imagination? Really? Thanks. I've always thought I looked good, but hearing you say I'm sexy makes me really believe it. And the way you look at me makes me feel really hot. I can tell you that I find you very sexy as well. When you walk around with nothing but your boxers. Damn. I'm glad I can get some of those reactions out of you, too. Since the bulge in your pants is rising, I have proof that you find me attractive. So? Want to find out what naughty thoughts my mime came up with? With pleasure, sir. First, I'll get down on my knees in front of you. Unbuckle your belt. And if you let me, I'll slide off your pants. And now, your boxers. And there, we have the center of all the naughty stuff I imagined. And it looks just as hot and delicious in real life. Will you let me taste it, sir? Your cock looks just as I fantasized. But it tastes so much better than I expected. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, it fits so perfectly in my mouth. Just enough room for my tongue to take care of your head. How does it feel, sir? Your moans are enough to tell me you enjoy it. But I can make you moan louder. Oh, yes, sir. I'll take it deeper for you. Fuck. It's so good. I love it. I love your cock. Oh, moan for me, sir. Oh. Yes, that's it. Let me hear you, sir. Good thing I stopped. I don't want this to be over yet. Oh, but... oh, fuck. It felt good to have your cock in my mouth, but... I think it'll fit just as well in my pussy. No! Don't get up! Stay sitting on the couch. You're perfect just the way you are. I'll just slide off my panties for you. They're sticking to my thighs. Do you see how wet I am? That's what you do to me, sir. Now, let me straddle your lap. Perfect. Do you want me to sit down on your cock, sir? Tell me that you want me to fuck you. Yes, sir. I want to see how well your cock fills me up, too. How easily your cock slipped inside me. I'm so wet, my lips just spread themselves for you. Oh, you feel so fucking good inside me, sir. Oh. Just let me get used to you before I start writing. Kiss me. Kiss me. Okay. I think I'm ready. I'll ride your cock now, sir. You are amazing. Oh, your cock is amazing. I never thought my pussy could feel this full. You reach so deep inside me. I feel every fucking inch of your cock. You stretch me out so nicely. Every time I rise up, my pussy just begs to fall back down on you. Of course. Take off my bra. Grab my tits. Just like that, sir. My tits are yours. For a as long as you want me. No one else will ever touch me. As long as you promise that this cock is mine too. I don't want you to be with anyone else ever. Just me. Yes, I love you too. I love you with all my heart. I've never loved anyone as much as I've loved you. Yes, I'm happy. Oh, you make me so fucking happy, sir. I wish we had done this sooner, but it was worth the wait. So fucking worth it. I think I'm gonna come soon. I'm getting close. Oh, are you close? Yeah. Where do you wanna come? Yeah. It's okay. I want it. Come inside me. Fuck. No, but I'm not on birth control. But it's all right. I don't mind having your child. I want it. Yes. I thought about starting a family with you for a long time. I promise. It's not a spur of a moment thing. I want you. So come inside me. Grab my hips. And slam me down on your cock as you fill my pussy with your seed. Breed me, sir. I'll breed the girl you rescued from the streets. Make her your own. Fuck. I'm coming. Please. Let me come on your cock as your cum flows inside me. Yes. Now. Fuck. I'm there. I can't wait. Come with me. Please. Oh, yes. Press me down on you. Oh, fuck. I feel you pulsing inside me. So hot. Your cum feels so hot in me. I love you. We can stay like this, right? Only for a little bit. I just feel so happily exhausted. I don't want to let go of your cock yet. I want to milk this moment. Just as I milked you. Yes. I know. It was a really cheesy thing to say. How was it for you? Did you like it? I hope you did. 'Cause I felt amazing. I thought so. You looked so happy. And so satisfied. You really gave me a lot of your calm. I still feel the heat in my belly. Speaking of belly, now that sex is checked off the list, do you want to think of what we'll do for dinner? We could order takeout. We could order takeout. Oh, you want to cook for me? Got anything in mind? Anything I want? Well, I could use a big fat steak. But not today. I want something even better. Can you guess? Yep. I want your carbonara. But not yet. I'm not done enjoying this moment. I want you to hold me against you for a little while longer. Once again, this is Ame After Dark. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy my content, be sure to check out my profile to look up more ways that you can support me.